Unit 100, The Tuskegee Adventure. Booker T. Washington started Tuskegee with 30 students, but where were the school building and the classrooms? At the beginning, a church loaned Washington a dilapidated shanty. When it rained, a student held an umbrella over him as he lectured. It was discouraging. Almost everyone saw a failed enterprise, but Washington was too strong-willed to give up. Then, an abandoned plantation was put on sale. The house had burned and the land was a jungle of weeds. There were, however, four buildings standing. One was a slave's dining room. There were also an uncleaned hen house, a wooden kitchen, and a small stable. The owner asked $500 for the plantation. This included 100 acres of land in addition to the four buildings. Washington was penniless, but he got a loan from the Hampton Institute. He closed the deal quickly and went right to work. After cleaning the filth, he moved the classes in the next day. Washington had vision. He wanted brick buildings, permanence. There was good clay on the land. The students dug the clay and shaped it by hand into bricks. They also built a kiln. Brickmaking was Tuskegee's first practical skill. Businessmen now came to the campus to buy the bricks. Students who graduated with this skill got high pay. They were in demand throughout the state. Through bricks, the fame of Tuskegee spread. More departments were created. Carpentry was added in 1884, printing in 1885. Cabinet making came in 1887. When Washington died in 1915, the Institute had the following: over 100 well-equipped buildings, 1,500 students, and a faculty of 200. Washington had succeeded through sheer determination.